This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States will continue to hold Yemen's Houthis accountable for attacks on international shipping after two sailors were killed in a missile attack, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Wednesday.
Which have not just disrupted international commerce, not just disrupted the freedom of navigation in international waters, and not just endangered seafarers, but now tragically killed a number of them.
The Houthis are a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The UN's World Food Program says they have enough food to feed the entire Gaza population, but have no road access to get the food to those who need it. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
A director at the United Nations Food Program on Wednesday issued a call to open land crossings so that much-needed aid could be brought into the Gaza Strip to feed people in need. Samir Abdel Jaber is the World Food Program's director of emergency.
We have enough food to feed the entire population of Gaza. That food at the moment is outside the Gaza Strip. We need land crossings. We need access to get it into Gaza, whether in the southern parts of the Gaza or the northern part of Gaza, because the situation is catastrophic.
The UN's food agency said it tried to resume deliveries on Tuesday, but according to officials, after a three-hour wait at a checkpoint, a 14-truck food convoy was turned back by the Israeli Defense Force. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
South Africa has asked the International Court of Justice to order additional emergency measures against Israel, which it says is breaching the measures already in place, the UN's top court said on Wednesday. In its application, South Africa warned Palestine to order all parties to cease hostilities and release all hostages.